This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, friends, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. We're at the Fargo Air Museum today, remembering December 7th, 79 years ago. That's right, Pearl Harbor Day today in America. So I want to make sure we all remember that, and we're going to do our part today on the program, so we're looking forward to that. Chatting with some folks about this day in history. Also talking a little bit about the Wall of Honor that is now up at the Fargo Air Museum, which is a very nice project. We told you a little bit about that on Veterans Day, so we'll learn more about that coming up today on the program as well. This weekend brought more of the same, pretty much, in the battle to count every vote. There's an effort underway to get, some say, two, some say three legislatures to take their electors and say there's too many unanswered questions. We can't do that. That would, of course, mean that Pennsylvania, which may soon be before the Supreme Court, it is still at a court below, but Sam Alito, the one of the Supreme Court justices, has asked the lower court to move up its deadline, which signals we expect we're going to get this, and we want to get it and have the time to get it done. So let's go. Get hustling. And that's significant. Mark Levin did a really good job last night on his Fox News program. Levin, Liberty, and what's it called again? Life, Liberty, and Levin, I think. Anyway, it's a good show. Always is. And he had a couple of interesting guests last night that talked about the bizarre situation surrounding 2020 election trends. There's just some very, very odd things. I don't think they're bizarre, actually. I don't think they're even weird. I think they're all intentional myself. But it's nice to have these experts come out and lay out that case. Mark himself was making the case 14 months ago. The idea of a mail-in ballot would have been thrown out. The idea of a mail-in ballot being counted would have been a felony. 14 months ago. So election law was essentially changed in a really rapid, you know, roughshod way to ultimately get what they were looking for this weekend. So anyway, it really was just more of the same. A lot of this playing out and continuing, I guess, about the only thing that was a little bit of a curveball is Rudy Giuliani ended up with the coronavirus. So that was about the extent of it. Anything you saw, anything you're, you know, following closely, watching, and hopeful will expose what has gone on here. My favorite is that they're now trying to say that the vote count that happened on surveillance in Atlanta was standard operating procedure. Yeah, right. Pull this leg and it pulls the jingle bells. But, you know, they do those things, those little quote-unquote fact checks. So when they're brought up, as they were this weekend on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, by Mike Brown, who's the A senator from Indiana, and then Stephanopoulos can go, no, that's been debunked. Haven't you seen the fact checker? You know, I mean, somebody needs to fact check the fact checkers in my mind. So let's get to that routine before we go too far. Here's how you join the program, and again, anything you saw this weekend, love to hear from you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text Todd. That's who I'd text. Because you want something fixed. You want every vote that's supposed to be counted. You want every vote that's garbage and a fraud not to be counted. You text Todd, and it will get done. Let it be.
Okay.
That's what will happen. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. And what else can I tell you? Got telephone numbers.
I found out who is behind all the vote screws, by the way. I did find that out. There's a bunch of people who were sitting on the unsold Not My President shirts.
Oh, I see. They want to still sell those.
Yeah, that way they're, you know, they could, yeah. You know, 4 more years now of Not My President shirts getting sold. So that's what happened. Now we know.
Yeah. Yeah, now we know the culprits. Now we just got to catch them. Right?
Exactly.
Get to the bottom of this. There you go. Catch them and say, hey, stop it. We've had enough of this nonsense, for crying out loud. Steve Cortez, I think, did a nice job, too. Steve Cortez is I forget his exact title, but part of the campaign. And Todd, I have that in Slack, if you want to find that. He broke down a legal analysis that's out there from the Amistad Project. And we've actually been efforting some folks from the Amistad Project. There's a lot of really good, thoughtful, things that the media should be doing. Right? I mean, when there's a whistleblower, the media doesn't have to say, this whistleblower is telling the truth, they're 100% accurate, and it's great. But they should say, here's a whistleblower, and here's what they said. And you could think they're kooky, and they have funny hair, or anything else, but they said it. That's the job of a journalist. But they don't do it. So a lot of these analyses are having to be done by different groups and organizations, but they do really good work. Really good work. And the Amistad Project has said that our Constitution supersedes statutes, period. And December 8th and December 14th electoral deadlines are, again, statutes. They're not the Constitution saying, by December 8th you need to do this, by December 4th you need to do this. So they're not set in stone by any stretch. So that's, I think, something that's important on the election calendar. Again, because you're hearing, time is running out, time is running out. Time should never run out if you're seeing, unearthing, exposing wrongdoing. Period. It should just never be a problem. Ever. So, that's my take, and I welcome yours. Anyways, Todd, that is in
Yep, got it.
Slack. Go ahead and play that. It's again, Steve Cortez breaking down the election calendar for us. Listen to that.
Follow up to my last video. This week, the Democrats and their allies in the corporate media are going to try to convince you that those of us who have grave doubts about the validity of this election are simply out of time. But let's look at the reality of the calendar per the United States Constitution. It is true that there's a 7-decade-old statute that suggests that December 8th and December 14th are important dates for the election. However, this is critical. Even federal legislation cannot supersede the Constitution of the United States. A new white paper, excellent white paper, I recommend you read, put out by the Thomas More Project's Amistad Project, says this: disregard the statute in favor of the plain meaning of the Constitution. Per the Constitution, only one time and date matters, and that is high noon on January 20th. Now, obviously, it's optimal to know who the incoming president is well in advance of January 20th. But my point is, we are not even midway between the election date and January 20th. I don't want you to lose your sense of urgency, but I also want you to be confident that we have time to verify and validate and count every legal vote.
Thank you, Steve Cortez. I love it. Let's go to Hillsborough. And Wes, you're first to go to tell me what's on your mind and what's on your mind today. Go ahead.
Over the weekend, they covered the president's Georgia speech, and I was really impressed. I was the only one that was covering in the whole area, and I just wanted to just say that it was great to see it. I'm glad that they did that.
And that was who?
Beck, B-E-K, the Beck TV network.
All right, Beck. Way to go, Beck.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, so one of our locals, they covered it for us, and they covered the whole thing. It was just wonderful.
That is good to hear.
Yeah.
Certainly
yeah.
Good to hear. Soon you will see this program on Beck TV.
Oh, really?
Yes,
great. I love that because I'm an over-the-air guy. I don't use cable, so... I just was surfing the channels the other day and trying to find something on Saturday because there's not much on Saturday night, and there it was, and I said, all right. So, yeah.
I'm one of those guys, Wes, just give me the I don't need any commentator babbling about, the plane has just pulled up, the president's got off the plane, the president's walking to the podium, the president's getting up to the podium. I can see all that. I don't need any of that. So just low budget is fine. Just show it to me. Give me the raw deal of what's happening, right? And I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it was great.
Because a lot of the networks, what they'll do is even if they do go to it, well, we're going to dip out, we're going to come out, and, you know, they decide what's the most important for you to listen to, which is no fun, too. So that's great. I didn't know Beck was doing national live programming. I knew they were doing some really good local programming that was live, but that's fantastic, Wes. Glad to hear it.
It surprised me. I got there, and then at the end, it showed Beck News, and I said, that's crazy. I love it. So.
No kidding. Fantastic, Wes. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it
very much.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more on what's on your mind after a short time out. And your calls, questions, comments, welcome. 258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or myself. Me, Scott. Him, Todd. 226-8503 for Todd. 367-2054 for yours truly. On what's on your mind. Don't even dream of touching that dial.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Technical glitch in the program. Todd, do we dare reveal this to the public or keep this in the family?
What do you think? Go ahead.
Remember, we started Christmas music last week.
Oh, I guess I better get some Christmas music out then.
But then we bumped Kevin off the show today, the Christmas music man.
I can do that.
Okay. All right.
I can do that. I wasn't prepared, but I can be prepared easily.
We want Christmas music now. And Daniel, I think you have a little collection. Yeah, okay, very good. We want to keep that going, by golly. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Great deal right now on the MyPillow. This is the best deal they've ever had. They've never had a deal like this on the MyPillow. So it's the MyPillow Premium. Queen size, $29.98. Now, that normally would be $69.98, so that's $40 off the lowest price ever on a MyPillow Premium. $5 more if you want the king size, but that's a really good deal. And guess what came? Saturday, on the step, box of MyPillow. Box of MyPillow. By the way, here's an I am getting older moment. So there's two boxes on the step. Right, Todd? And I look over, and, you know, it looks like Chinese to me on the label from, you know, it's on the edge of the step. I'm in the house, in the door. Are you following this so far? Box on the step. I'm way back looking at it, right? My daughter comes over. She's a senior in high school. She comes over my shoulder, and she goes, "Oh, it's MyPillow, Dad." I go, how do you know that? "Well, it says it on the label." I said, "It looks like a bunch of mashed together letters to me." I had to go, like, you know, about half the distance to the box, then I can see MyPillow. I hate those moments. Other than I was excited that it was a MyPillow box, and there was a robe in there. Yes.
Nice.
Very, 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 very excited for that. And it's not a, it's what you'd expect from MyPillow. Top quality, kind of that same dense, absorbent, wonderful fabric you get in the towel set, now in the pillows. So, those are 30% off, too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 on What's On Your Mind, okay? All right, let me do some text for you today. Texter says, "What happened to the Christmas music?" It's just be patient. Next break, it'll be back. It'll be back. Georgia Dominion Machines, they are able to start studying them. Have you heard anything about how that is going? I did hear that.
The last song out of a Dominion machine, by the way, which is why it didn't turn up Christmas.
That was the problem. See, now it's, you know, and we're going to get a court order to get them studied to see who's pulling the tickets on those for us. We'll get that figured out right here for you.
Is that better?
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like
that. You know who that is?
Amy Grant?
Very good.
Okay. I thought it was just like this. There's a hearing underway right now in Georgia. Sidney Powell is representing the Trump campaign. I guess she's representing the voters rather than specifically the Trump campaign on a motion before a judge, Timothy Batten. I mean, let's listen in here, Miss.
That was standard relief. And it ignores the entire premise of the argument, ignores that when a voter gets the ballot from the machine, they can read who they voted for. And when the hand count took place, they didn't scan it back in. They looked at what the ballot said and who they voted for, and that's why things were put in different boxes. And their own affidavits talk about that provision of separating the boxes by hand. It resolves the issue. The remaining theories fail. Again, I want to be conscious of time and save some time for rebuttal. We'll rely on our briefs in terms of the merits of those. But the equal protection and due process allegations, I think, are addressed in Wood from the 11th Circuit. On procedural due process, to the extent that that is the due process claim, they don't challenge the Georgia election means of correcting as somehow invalid or insufficient. In fact, they raise it. and say you can't have a procedural due process claim if you have a remedy. You can't have a substantive due process claim if it doesn't shock the conscience, which having to use the remedy here, they can do.
I don't know why the guy would have to eat a bag of Doritos while he's giving testimony himself. And you think you could, you know, I understand you're hungry.
Plus have that in the same hand as the microphone. I mean, that's
just
terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why have you different hands.
Now, I don't know which one he was talking about when he said boxes, but he said something about ballots after they've been challenged would go back in a box, and they don't take the tally from the machine. They look at the actual ballot. I don't know what he's talking about there, but he's trying to challenge something, obviously. Don't believe that would be the voting machines because they were run through the machines. Again, they didn't get counted separately, so I don't know exactly what to make of that. But we'll keep tabs on that. We'll keep listening to that, and we'll let you know. Emailer says, will Scott keep up his vote fraud after January 20th? I want what you want. And the majority of our listeners have said they can't get information about the attempt to count every legal vote many places. And they have information. We have information. But this is the overwhelming amount of our listeners who've said nothing is more important. So I will be done when a court says, we're done.
Why would you send your vote counters home at 10 o'clock on election night and then bring out more ballots? It's a bad look. It's a bad option.
It's a bad look. Exactly right. There's really no other way to explain it.
Whoever heard of stopping the count, especially that early? I mean, I suppose if it's going all night, at some point you have a stopping point. 10 o'clock, a stopping point? No.
Well, they had a water main break. They had a water main break, so they had to send people home. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't.
Well, that's a better optic. You can't make it because you're trying to, you know, switch out ballots or bring in ballots from the outside or something. Break the water main, and then you have a better optic. Okay, I'll give you that one.
They told us the water main broke. There's no record of any maintenance needed or anything else. So,
if nothing got wet, did the water main break?
Yeah. Emailer goes on to say, don't forget to tell everyone to send their next paycheck to Donald Trump Save America PAC, money well spent. There's a lot of sarcasm in that email.
Won't be back in 24?
Well, my theory is that anybody that is wishing for Donald Trump to be defeated should realize that he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
Texas and even says, if it wasn't Donald Trump in 24, it'll be a Trump in 24.
I think Donald Trump will run again.
Oh, I think so too. But let's say something were to happen to him.
They don't have that much time. I don't know why it's that big a deal to say, let's get this right. Let's count every legal vote. Let's make sure it's right. Anybody that loves Joe Biden should want that as well. They don't want to have that cloud hanging over him.
Exactly. You don't want the tarnished presidency. Come on.
Count it. More coming up. Don't go away.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania has certified its election results, but 64 state Republicans have signed a letter Friday urging Congress to not commit to the state's 20 electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Senator Pat Toomey, a frequent critic of President Trump, vowed he will not be objecting to Pennsylvania's slate of electors. Democrat State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta called the Republican signatories hostages of their own misinformation campaign. Some legal scholars are siding with Trump campaign, saying the legislature was unlawfully overwritten on election law by Democrat leaders and their friends in the state courts. With mounting voter fraud evidence, the sworn testimony from poll workers, the video from inside State Farm Arena in Georgia in the middle of the night, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says Georgia has a responsibility.
That the founding fathers gave to our legislatures. They're the ones who are supposed to select the president, not the governors, not the board of elections. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. So in Georgia, they're going to do that.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The snowman was a jolly happy soul.
I didn't recognize this in the beginning of it. I thought, well, it might be Christmas, but now I get it.
This is the one I asked for last week. This was my request. Remember, we're a little later, Frosty was melting, and the little girl was so sad.
You know, it really doesn't have anything to do with Christmas, though, when you think about it. It's a
Christmas special, but it is a little secular, given the fact that it's Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, it's a fake character. It doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. It could be all winter long.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff they say to you at Target when you go there, rather than at Hobby Lobby, you know? Kind of the
why Frosty was created. It was a year after Rudolph had been, made into a big song, and the next year, in 50, it's like, we need another one. Frosty the Snowman. So
I'd say it worked.
It worked.
Crying out loud. Yeah. We're at the Fargo Air Museum today on What's On Your Mind. Today is the 79th commemoration of Pearl Harbor. Just think about that. I've had the wonderful opportunity to be at Pearl Harbor. It is an amazing place, and you really get a sense of that attack and that day. And all these years later, we remember. We're doing that today at the Fargo Air Museum, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, where they'd love to serve you today some good old-fashioned home cooking. That's right. Tater Tot Hot Dish, the Harwood location. Salisbury Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City, and barbecue chicken, 12th Avenue North and I-29. PetroServe USA. And the Mondays mean any fresh baked muffin is just 99 cents. All kinds of great food options. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, got a special guest coming up here on this 79th commemoration of Pearl Harbor. But first, Fred and Wing. Been waiting to weigh in. Fred, lay it on me. What's on your mind?
Well, I remember asking my dad and my mom about if they remembered where they were when Pearl Harbor happened. And it was just so, I wasn't there, but I remember them all knowing where they were when they heard about Pearl Harbor. So it's just as important to them back then as it like 911 is to us,
Yeah.
And I have a question to ask. Where were you when Mike Lindell announced that he was going to run for governor of Minnesota?
Well, I was talking to him on the radio, actually. So when he went from 99% to 99.995%.
That was on One America. I saw that. I my hat's off to Beck TV. And that's great. And I heard, now we had the half hour news. See, when we're out in the tractor as farmers, we get the news from KFYR, and we get it, like, we could be out there like 20 hours a day. So we get 40 newscasts in the 20 hour period. And 40 of them newscasts are always propaganda liberal. And I just heard the first newscast that said anything about there being an investigation on this election. And it was just in the last half hour report. And, so even corporate radio now, they're starting to, talk about it a little bit anyway. But, the virus thing.
Well, yeah, it's a disservice to citizens because, again, you don't have to cheerlead the fact that, they're finding, questions in all these places or the servers are being investigated or factual things that have actually happened. You have to be happy and jump up and down about it, but you could report that it happened because it did. And last time I checked, that's news. So I don't know that. I mean, it's turned into nutty. Anybody that's in favor of this president is a nut, according to the mainstream media. Total whack job. And so that's the way they're going to treat you, unfortunately. Fred, I appreciate your call, though. I have more news for you that you want to listen in on. I'll have to keep you in suspense, but I touched on this earlier. But Justice Alito has changed the deadline for Pennsylvania to respond to the election suit. Why would he do that? Likely he's doing it because he wants enough time for the Supreme Court to have it and anticipates it coming there. So we'll give you more details on that in just a little bit. As I promised, General Mike Haugen is here. General Haugen, been a good friend over the years to this program, former top commander of the hooligans, and, of course, as well, adjutant general for the great state of North Dakota, and now is busy in retirement as you ever were, probably, right?
Well, yes, but I get to choose what I want to do now. I choose to come out here and talk to you, Scott.
Yeah, there you go. That's fantastic. Well, this place is amazing. We love the Fargo Air Museum.
It is.
As a Air Force guy, I would imagine Pearl Harbor is one of those days that goes in your craw extra special. You just think about what they endured there and how that attack came from the air. And what are your thoughts?
It's really something that we have to remember and remember all of those who died and sacrificed out at Pearl Harbor. And I've been there with the hooligans on deployment. We've flown out of Hickam Field and you still see the barracks with the pockmarks in the walls from the bullets that the Japanese shot at the buildings. And it's quite a reminder of what happened. But, you know, we still have other things that are happening for our veterans and our military members currently. I know earlier you were talking about the Predator, which is sitting behind you, and the F-16, and now, of course, the Air National Guard flying with the Reaper. And we're still at war in a lot of areas, and the war on terrorism and some other silent wars. But when you look at today, and you look at Pearl Harbor Day, and you look at North Dakotans, and here we sit in a hangar that has a TBM Avenger, a Navy airplane. That Navy airplane, it was a torpedo bomber, and it's sitting here that you can come out and look at and see. That airplane, or one like it, was flown by a local resident, Stu Bass. Mm-hmm. And Stu was the pilot who actually dropped torpedoes and bombs that sank battleship Yamamoto, the last battleship that was sunk in World War II.
He was part of the furniture here for a lot of years, wasn't he?
He was. He was an absolute fixture here and a great individual. And there's others. There's Scrappy Bloomer from Kindred. Now, Scrappy, his nickname was Scrappy, and the reason he got it was, I guess, it had something to do with getting into fights. And so he was pretty scrappy. But he went through four different P-38s, and each one of the P-38s was, he nicknamed it Scrap Iron, because his name was Scrappy.
Yeah.
And Scrappy was also a distinguished fighter pilot. He became an ace, shot down five German airplanes in 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
With a P-38. And his official nickname was Fastest Gun in the West. But these are kind of veterans that we have from the area, and those are the kind of people we will include in the Wall of Honor that's up here that we're talking about today. So we have lots and lots of local stories, and you hear often people saying, well, thank a veteran, but they don't really know personally who the veterans are. Well, that's what Wall of Honor does. It puts out a personal picture and thank you and time served to people in various locations. So we have one here. There's one coming up in the VA, in the waiting room of the VA.
West Fargo VFW has one.
Yes, and what we're doing with Wall of Honor is hoping to just, and this comes at no cost to a business owner or to an organization, and we upgrade them so they don't get stale. So we have pictures, we have times that the individual served. And it's not only just veterans. We really want to get first responders. We've got some with police departments, sheriff departments. But and this is very unfortunate. We're finding that some departments are concerned of having their pictures of individuals up, you know, which tells you it's kind of a sad state of our country when you have to worry about your own safety as a law enforcement member.
I don't think that's anything you should have to worry about in North Dakota.
Well,
it may be elsewhere, but I understand why you'd be a little bit concerned. But what I love about that Wall of Honor is that you, like you said, now this is great. It's at the Fargo Air Museum amongst military aircraft that people are going to come see and want to honor veterans. That just brings it out amongst the general public, really spreads it out,
right,
and really spreads that message. I love that.
Yeah, and we have so many that have served in North Dakota. I used to brag about it when I was the adjutant general, and I'd go meet other adjutant generals. I'd say that in North Dakota, our percentage of population that served in and serves in the military is the highest in the United States.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We've done it well a lot there, and most don't want the recognition, very quiet about it, but
right,
deserve it, really.
Yes.
Deserve it.
Yeah.
And this is easy for people to get their loved ones a part of the Wall of Honor, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As simple as give us a picture, give us the information, it's going to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Well, it is.
It's hard to believe
I was just happy to be asked to just talk about it because I think it's just marvelous. And it makes it personal. It makes it really down home. You know, hey, there's Uncle Fred. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. And it's very, very good.
Yeah, fantastic. General Mike Haugen with us today on the program. And General Haugen, of course, backer of this wonderful thing. We talked about it on Veterans Day. We're talking about it again today, and that's the Wall of Honor, because really what that will do is take every day and make it in many places, a way to remember veterans and honor them, And the Fargo Air Museum, of course, a great piece of, if you haven't been here yet, put it on your calendar.
I've got one other thing, Scott, that, we're talking about veterans, and my great-grandfather was in the Civil War, was shot, wounded, taken prisoner by Stonewall Jackson at the Battle of Antietam, and of course, there's a lot of discussion now with Antifa and some of the kneeling that's going on at the against our flag and the national anthem. And I just thought I'd like to bring up a soldier from the Civil War who I don't think very many people know about.
All right. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Hang tight. And by the way, the wallofhonor.org, thewallofhonor.org is where you can find out more about the Wall of Honor and you know, make sure that your loved ones are part of that as well. So stay tuned. That's coming up December 7th. We remember Pearl Harbor Day today on the program. Calls, questions, and comments on these or any topics, welcome. 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. This is a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need, really, excavation-wise. We do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind from the Fargo Air Museum, celebrating our heroes on this Pearl Harbor Day. Invite you to check out, and there's a number of places you can see these. Fargo Air Museum not open today, not open on Mondays, but the Wall of Honor is really amazing. And we're continuing with General Haugen, going to honor a Civil War hero in just a moment here, after I tell you about my friends at Action Movers that were founded in 1932 in Bismarck, family-owned, veteran-owned, currently have locations not only in Bismarck, but Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. All the labor, background checked, drug tested. I mean, when you call them, you know you've got a quality team on the job. And they provide every solution possible from moving and storage, from do-it-yourself to full-service moves, from across the block to across the country, whether it's a storage unit that you need, move across town, as I said, or, you're going to the coast. They cover it all. Low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big, too small. Get a quote so you find out what you can get quality for from the good folks at Action Movers. Two A's there. AAActionMovers.com or call 701-566-5532. General Hogan, you were telling us about William Carney.
Yes. Yeah. Today the current, idea that sports figures need to kneel or disrespect the flag and the national anthem is extremely troublesome to veterans. I mean, they're angered, they're disappointed, they feel like their service and what they have done doesn't mean anything. And
I found something out this weekend. I mentioned it, I guess, late last week, but there was an incident with a UND hockey player and a friend of his both kneeling at one game. And one of my questions is, can you talk to these kids? Can you talk to them and explain, what this means
right.
to Mr. Carney here, right?
Yeah.
And others as well. And do you know the NCAA says you can't?
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
Well, that's one of the disappointing things that we fight for freedoms in this country, and then we get turned around and told, no, you don't have the freedom to speak.
To have a conversation with a player.
Yeah, right. So let me tell you about William Carney. William Carney was a slave in Virginia and fled north, went to Massachusetts in the Civil War, and joined the 54th Infantry Regiment of the Massachusetts Militia. He was in a battle in, I think it was North Carolina, in 1863. And he was just an infantry soldier, but he was a black infantry soldier fighting for freedom, the way my great-grandfather did, fighting for freedom. And if you have heard the term fog of war, you know that it came and was developed because of all the black powder smoke from war. So there was so much smoke. And that's why the flag was so important, because you could see the flag sticking up above some of the smoke, and you knew where your unit was going, where the commander was, and which direction you were headed.
Wow.
So the flag became extremely important for soldiers. And the flag bearer was a position of honor. It was a position that you were next to the commander and charging, and you had to be pretty fearless to be the flag bearer. Well, William Carney was in a charge, and the flag bearer was not too far from him, but the flag bearer was shot. So William Carney picked up the flag and continue that. Now, that was not his normal duty, but he did it. And he charged. He stayed there throughout the battle and was wounded twice during the battle. And at the end of the battle, he refused medical treatment until he was officially relieved of flag-bearing duties, because it was that important to him. And he actually stated, and there's a quote, he said, "My flag never touched the ground."
Wow.
They actually wrote a song about him, and he was the first black service member to receive the Medal of Honor for what he did.
Civil War. Wow.
Right. So when all these young people are out there thinking they've got it really tough and are oppressed and want to disrespect veterans, I want them to know you're disrespecting William Kearney, the first black Medal of Honor winner as well. So think about that next time. Instead of doing something that draws attention to yourself, why don't you think about somebody else?
And I would think the vast majority of veterans think the same way you do about that.
We do.
Yeah. And I wish I could get in the minds of some of these athletes and some of these people that are doing this, because I'd love to know if they have any concept of what they're doing and how offensive that is. I don't know, to America and to these people that fought for freedom. Thank you, General.
Thanks, Scott.
Great to see you. General Mike Haugen from the Fargo Air Museum today, talking Wall of Honor and Pearl Harbor Day. More after this. Don't go away.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation. And all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.